Hi, Ansem. How are you feeling? I've brought you some tea. I can come in. I didn't want to intrude. Only if you're sure. Thank you. I just wanted to see how you were. I'll put the tea down here next to the bed. Have you been able to get any sleep? No? Just laid in bed, huh? Oh, I understand. Don't worry. Days like today, when the black dog won't leave your side, aren't fun at all. Oh no. Don't apologize for hiding away up here. You've got to look after yourself. And taking a bit of time away from the hustle and bustle of the rest of us in a house can really help at times. It really is okay not to be okay, you know? Just promise me you'll lean on me when you need to, yeah? Please remember that I've been there too. I know that depression is an absolute bitch. Then, you should remember how much you helped me fight mine and saw me safely through the other side of it. And I'm damn well going to be there every step to help fight yours. Oh, hush. There's no need to thank me. And you don't need to talk about it unless and until you're ready either. That will come with time. So I'll get out of your hair, shall I? Or would you like some company up here? No pressure, obviously. There is no wrong answer. I can keep you company. Brilliant. Here, drink your tea. It'll help you relax. I know you don't believe in the herbal tea mama jamba shit, as you call it, but just trust me, okay? Good boy. So, are you hungry? I'm cooking in an hour or so, and I have a spare steak. So, you can have some dinner with me, if you like. No. Just the tea is fine. Okay. Please let me know if you change your mind. It's no trouble at all. Wow, you drank that tea quickly. How about I just put your cup down here? And then I can snuggle up next to you like this. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to watch a movie or something? Or if you're tired and want to doze off, I can just snuggle up behind you, play with your hair, whisper in your ear just how wonderful you are, that kind of thing. Or we can do something else. What do I mean, something else? Well, you know I've been where you are, right? Something that really helped me was a regular boost of endorphins. Well, yeah. We could get endorphins from going for a walk. And that's great if it's what you want to do. But that wasn't quite what I had in mind. I was thinking maybe I could cheer you up by helping you get those endorphins the dirty way. Oh, I'll forgive you for being slow. Just this one time, though. Next time, you're getting a spanking, mister. But this one time, I'll let you off. Well, look at that. That's the first smile I've seen from you in hours. And it's lovely to see. And now I want to kiss you, if you don't mind. Even when you're feeling blue, you still taste delicious. Anyway, please don't let me push you into this. Again, there is no wrong answer. Oh. So, despite that smile and the kiss, I know you've not got a lot of energy today. So, some rigorous, dirty fun isn't the plan. At least not on your side. Totally understandable. But, can I ask an important question? I know we've had this whole housemates with benefits thing going for a while now, which is great. And I know we've been a bit, how shall I phrase this, experimental in what we've done in the bedroom. But I want to know, just how much do you really trust me? What do I mean? Well, earlier today, you mentioned needing to get out of your own head, and that phrase really got me thinking. Knowing you as I do, I have an idea of something that I'm almost certain will help. But for us to do it, I need to know I have your complete trust.
I do?
Oh, thank God. I went out on something of a limp there, I think. Okay, being serious again. So, another question. I wonder, do you know what sensory deprivation is?
You're thinking of Homer Simpson falling down the mountain in a dark water tank, aren't you? The Simpsons really have covered everything. No, I don't mean float therapy. But the idea is similar.
I'd like to take away some of your senses. Strip them away for a while, so the only things you can focus on is my words and my touch. You don't have to do a thing. Just relax. Be in the moment. And leave everything to me. You can also forget everything that's going on in your head and just pay attention to me and only me for a little while. Let me take control of you and I promise I'll make you feel good. Does that sound okay? It does? Perfect. Just so you know, to help with preventing your mind from drifting, I may be firm with my voice. I'll also be using some pain. Nothing severe, just enough to help keep you in the moment. It's for your own good. Plus, we both know you like it that way. Such a naughty boy. Okay, so let's get started then, shall we? Time to get you all stripped off. Come on, I'll help. Sorry. I couldn't help myself there. Okay, time to focus. Let me stand behind your naked body just for a moment. Wrapping my arms around you, giving you just a little squeeze like this. Now I want you to match my breaths, okay? A few deep breaths in and out, just to help you relax. That's it. Good boy. Breathe. Another deep breath in and then out. That's right. Okay. Now that's out the way. We can begin very soon. I just need to go and collect a couple of things from my room. And while I'm gone, I want you to lie down on your bed and relax, okay? I'll be back in just a second. Well, hello again, handsome. Do you miss me? You look very comfy, but I'd like you to put your hands behind your head and spread your arms wide apart. Then, spread your legs. You've probably guessed already with me talking about taking your senses away. But I'm going to tie you up. Okay? Good. Before I get started tying you up, I want you to click your fingers twice. Good. That is to be your safe word tonight. Two clicks of your fingers and everything stops. One click and I check in. All clear? Good. So, where are we? Oh yes, tying you up. Tonight is slightly different to when I've tied you up before. Tonight is not a night for the rattling of chains or handcuffs. No. Tonight is a night for rope. Tough and durable rope, but soft and comfortable on your skin. This will bind and hold you exactly where I put you. Secure. No room to move. You are not going anywhere. Rope wrapped around and around and pulled tight. Left wrist. Right wrist. Left ankle. Right ankle. All tightly but comfortably secured to the frame of the bed. And now, not only can you not move, but you can't touch me either. You can only experience my touch. Your touch is gone, stripped away from you. I've taken it from you. First sense down. Next, a blindfold. I'm going to slip this leather blindfold over your eyes, leaving you in complete darkness. Sight gone. Stripped away from you. Second sense down. Next, I shall take away taste. But before that, I want another kiss. Good boy. I could have been sadistic in how I went about taking your taste away. I could have overwhelmed your mouth with really strong flavors. Nasty flavors. Leaving your mouth burning or sour. But tonight isn't a night for sadism. I'm going for something gentler, simpler. Now, open your mouth. Perfect. While I don't have a proper gag in my box of tricks, I do have just what I need. My underwear. Today's underwear and a stocking I can tie around your head to hold it in place. Just like that. And now, taste is gone. You can't use your lips, your mouth, or even your voice. Stripped from you. I've taken it from you. Third sense down. Touch. Sight. Taste. I've taken all three from you. All you can focus on now is me and my words. Words that are rolling through your brain. That and my touch. I can touch you with any part of me, on any part of you. I can touch you softly or roughly, and all you can do is take it. Right now, at this very moment, and until I say otherwise, you belong to me. And judging from the way your cock is rising, you're very much okay with that, aren't you? I don't know if that makes you a good boy or a filthy boy, but either way, I like it. So, what part of your exposed body do I touch first? Maybe I gently run my palms down your chest, my nails gently gliding over your skin. Maybe I use my lips to kiss around your jawline, then nuzzle down your neck with my teeth. Maybe I start at the other end of you, and I lightly trace my fingers up your inner thighs, stopping just before I reach that already desperate looking cock. Decisions, decisions. Oh. That's one sense I left you with. Smell. And the scent filling your nose is vanilla. From my special candle. Vanilla. Which is kind of ironic. With you all tied to the bed. Blindfolded. And my underwear in your mouth. Don't you think? But why am I lighting a candle? Is it just for the scent? Or is it for something else? Oh, you didn't expect me to dribble hot wax over your bare skin, did you? Drops of wax falling across your stomach and up to your chest, over your nipples. Yes, I heard that gasp through your gag. I can see the tension in the rope as you squirm. Perfect. And now some more. Across your inner thigh. What a delicious sight. I just need to wait a few minutes for the wax to settle. So, while I do, I'm just going to kiss gently up your other inner thigh. My soft lips are such a contrast to the hot wax, aren't they? Now, maybe just a small but firm bite. Such delicious sounds emanating from you. Maybe on another day, I'll bite hard. But speaking of hard, that brings me to this cock of yours. It's desperate for my attention, isn't it? Time for another sensation. Minty, tingly lube. All over that leaking cock. All over those full balls. One hand slowly stroking you. The other caressing and tickling your sack. Oh, you need this, don't you? And I just love watching you squirm while my hand glides up and down. Up and down, up and down. Fuck. I could so easily just keep doing this until you come. I can feel just how much you need it. But nuh-uh. Naughty boy. You'll need permission first. I did tell you that right now you belong to me, didn't I? So, you'll have to wait. No matter how much my hand keeps gliding up and down your shaft. I think the wax has settled now. So maybe I should stop playing with this cock, What do you think? Oh, that's right. You can't tell me. And I wouldn't care either way, which is that. It's entirely up to me. So I'll stop. Don't worry, honey. I'll get you there. I promise. You just need to wait a little bit longer. You know what I love about wax? It's just as much fun to take off as it is to put on. And do you know what the best method of taking it off is? It's with a flogger. Luckily, I have one with me. And I'm just going to stroke it over your skin to start. Over your chest and stomach. Letting the folds drag slowly across that wonderful exposed body of yours. So soft to touch, isn't it? Almost a tickling sensation. But when it's swung with just the right amount of force, the wax comes right off. Just like that. It's flying off your nipple now and your chest. But what's interesting is that the harder I swing the flogger, the harder your cock seems to become. Very interesting indeed. And now, just the last little bit on that inner thigh. And there, all done. Now, I can go back to slowly stroking that cock of yours. Just so incredibly hard as my hand slides up and down, up and down, up and down. And those noises you make through the gag. Fuck. Once again, I could easily just keep doing this until you explode. Up and down. Up and down. Just so easy for me. Your cog is ready for my attention. Up and down. And down. Such a needy cock. You know, I think I want to hear you a little better. So, because so generous. I'm going to return your sense of taste of you. I'm going to ungag you. Let's get that out of there. Oh, I couldn't resist your lips. But now I want you inside me. I'm going to ride you harder than you've ever been ridden before. Are you ready? Just time to slide this condom on. And now, I want you in me. Oh, fuck. This feels so good. Your hard cock filling me up. Does that feel good, baby? Do you like how tight and wet I am? Squeezing hard against your needy hard cock. Remember, I told you right now, you belong to me. I want you to call me mistress, okay? Nah. Yes, mistress. That's right. Mistress. That's right. Now, should I let you come? I want to hear just a little begging. Just a little. I told you, I'm feeling generous. Beg me to let you come. Next time, I'm going to make you beg much, much more. And if you're ever a naughty, filthy boy who comes without permission, you will be punished. But this time, That's enough for me. I'm going to count you down from 5. And you're going to come. Get that blindfold off you. I want to see your eyes. There we go. Hello again, handsome. Well, look at that expression on your face. Feeling a little brighter, huh? And before you start worrying about me getting mine, don't. This was about you and making you feel better. There's plenty of time for me to get mine. And I promise you I will. I made you call me mistress, so that implies I can just take my orgasm from you at any time. Besides, when I was depressed, I used to make you lick me out without promising anything in return. And you never once refused. You just wanted to make me feel better. This is exactly the same. Except I'm still in charge. But we both like it that way, don't we? I meant what I said, though. Next time, I'm going to make you beg much more. That is, if you want to keep doing this. You do? Still as housemates with benefits, or perhaps a little more? More? Perfect. Well then, if we're going to be more, perhaps we can eat together tonight, huh? How about I get you out of these ropes? We go downstairs together and have that steak. And then maybe just maybe, we come back up here again and have a round two. Now that I've heard you call me mistress, I can't wait to hear it again. Good boy. But remember, I'm clever enough to know this could be a very short-term postcoital high. Sex isn't the cure for depression, but endorphins definitely help. I want you to lean on me when you need to, okay? I'm here for you. But fuck, it's so good to see that smile. Come on. Let's get you out of these robes and get cleaned up. Then I can look forward to making you a filthy boy again later on tonight. I think we're going to have lots more fun together, you and I. Thank you for letting me into your room tonight, honey.